איזו גיבור הקויבש אס יצוי, שנמה, תוי ערך הפיים מגיבור, ומוישל ברוכוי מלוי קרדיקר. So again, just a little reminder, the main problem we have in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Poshu Pshat, the Mishnah is trying to tell us, L'choyer, that you would think that a Givur is somebody who's like it here. Givur Mechoma. I don't know, that's not true, that's a mistake. A Givur is a Kodesh Yisrael. So in this place in particular, we see not that way. Because if not, the pasuk that they're bringing is coming to tell us something opposite from what the Mishnah is trying to say. As the pasuk says, "Togerach Hapayim Megibor." So you're telling me the Kodesh Yitzvah is the Erach Hapayim.
Megibor.
So my type of nasya. The Rishonim already asked this as a steer. They would seem that Shlomo Melech is saying different than Zomer. But Ben Zomer bringing Shlomo Melech to say different.
Not a chance.
I understand the Rishonim going to ask the question.
What?
I understand the Rishonim asking that.
Question is a good question. The question is, what do you do about it? But the problem is clearly a problem. Ezra Giba clearly should see it's right. So, what are the Nakudas that need to be clarified here in this part? We'll take it word by word. Right? We'll take it the first problem was Ezehu. Okay. What is exactly the Mishnah telling us? Is it telling us just that this is a Givur that we saw? It's not. And what is it yes telling us? It wasn't mean by saying Ezehu. Givur. You have to have an understanding of what the word Givur means, especially HaKadosh as you'd say. The process of a person going in the path of the just, going down the Derech HaYashar, and avoiding the pitfalls of the Yetzer Hara, is an extremely complicated, very complex operation that takes all parts of human existence, all forms, and all koichos are involved in the process. Here, the Mishnah specifies to us that the main koyach, the forefront, the klal of the confrontation between the person and his yetzer takes place under the auspices of Gibor. It's possible that it can be reduced somewhat by saying that the aspect of Kovish yetzer is to Gibor. Maybe there are other things that you can do with your yetzer that wouldn't need Gibor. But b'chol oifen, the Mishnah is clearly indicating to us a special especially emphasizing the emphasis that the process of dealing with the Yetzer is through Kvisha, Kvish is Yetzer, it's a question of Gibor. The next thing is the Pasuk. And here we run into several problems. Erech HaPayim. One of the classical forms of Chesed is Erech HaPayim. One of the most, the picture that we have of Gibor, the picture that we have of the concept of Gvura, Kvisha, either when you're talking about in the physical sense,
coffee. Hope you I could tell.
It's good sugar, huh?
Yeah, it's sugar. I'm
sorry. I was wondering before I drink a little bitter. Erech HaPayim is the expression of Yevda Kovish Yitzchak. So we have two problems here. Number one is that our understanding of Kovish Yitzchak, the forefront of what would be the classical moshel, capital case of Kovish Yitzchak? One?
Being angry and not doing anything.
One?
Being angry and not doing anything. Not getting angry.
There are both are right. We just want to clarify this issue. Usually we understand like this, that a person has a yetzer. The yetzer is coming to tell him to do something that's wrong. Right? There's a driving force. It can come from kina, taiva, kovet, right? Comes from any of the different driving forces of Yetzer that's coming to push him in the wrong direction. The protim are as wide as Tayag Mitzvah, as wide of all of human existence, all the things that a man must structure himself within the realm of Tayag, the do's and the don'ts. So Yetzer is that force that was given the job of trying to get us to go off the track. And either Kumbasei or Shev Ataisa, either way, we understand that Kvishas HaYetzer is using the strength of character, the strength of the personality to enforce upon oneself to follow the proper path and not to go after the direction of the Yetzer. While as Erech HaPayim, which is one, for example, the Yud Gimel Yisrachim, is usually something that we don't relate to Guru, something that we relate to Rachim. Right? That's an expression of Rachim. We just said before that Fadai, that there are many ways that are involved in fighting the Yetzer. And here you have it. There it is, the Pasuk, there again, going against the Mishnah. Right? There it is, straight. The way that you go against the problem of kas is you use rachamim, you use savlonis. These are koichos of chesed v'rachamim. But that's the wrong mission. The mission is saying these are people. The pasuk is being brought by the mission to say something exactly opposite of what the mission is saying. Here we have it again. Very problematic. It's very problematic. What's the expression of the Gibur that Ben Zayim found in the Mishnah? The Erech HaPayim. What's an Erech HaPayim? An Erech HaPayim is one of the Yigim Minas Rachamim. So that means that it's a Koyach of Rachamim. It's not a Koyach of Gvur. You're not coming and overcoming with strength the forces that are trying to drive you all down the wrong path. You're overcoming.
It doesn't sound crucial like you do. It's supposed to be the property you're taking about, you know, showing the graph and even more than you can support your state of mind.
There's obviously, you're going to have to come to some type of connection between the two. It's clear. But in the stages of understanding, we have to first hear clear what the question is. First thing that we have to understand, we have to hear clear, right, that the expression of Erech HaPayim is not what we would have expected. The normal Yetzer Hara, the Yosef example, right, Yetzer Hara comes and tells you to do an Aveira, and you run away. You don't go down the path of the Kinetai Vekovet, you know, enforcing, instructing yourself to go against the pressure, counter pressure, against the power of the Yetzer, and enforcing yourself to not go in the way that he's guiding you, but in the way that the Bani Shalom wants. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's evil. Kodesh is Yetzer. Erech HaPayim, we understand, especially in terms of the Bani Shalom, but the words of the Tanakh, the words of using this phrase, the Mishnah Torah, Erech HaPayim, are the same. When he says in Torah Erech HaPayim, the Mishnah says Erech HaPayim, there's an understanding of Erech HaPayim, how that works. And if in Torah we see Mifurish, that's in Yigamiyaz Erechim, so then the proper way to understand the concept of Erech HaPayim is one that comes because of a Rachamim that overcomes the Kas. And here, this is given an example of Shkoyvish Yitzchak. And then the second half of the Pasuk, Marshal Barucha, here. And here, we hear more Marshal Barucha, that's more the classical form. We don't have the problem that we had before. So, in fact, if we could understand the first question, the last question, which is going to be, what are the two halves of the Pasuk, are clear. We have within the Pasuk itself the two forms. We have the Erech HaPayim form and the Moshe Baruch form. Which the Moshe Baruch means a Moshe is somebody who controls. He is controlling others. And he decides and enforces his decision on those that are under his Memshala. That's the concept of Memshala. So Moshe Baruch means that the Ruach is Nis'ar Yedei the Yetzer to go in a certain direction. And even so, he contains the Ruach that should not take him outside of the realm of the Ruach Tzimtzum. That's more or less the problem, so that's basically it. And maybe there's some other questions. There's more questions. Besides that, the
aren't there times when we should be at war, maybe in the military sense?
Who's talking about that?
What?
Who's talking about that? Does that have anything to do with the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you said that again.
You said it's not the Bible of Fuki.
That we already said. That was one of the questions. That the Mishnah does not mean that we saw it because of this theory in the Pasuk of the Mishnah. You're not telling us to say that a Gibu Ibn Mokhom is not a Gibu. Right? It says Hashem Gibu Ibn Mokhom. Say that a Gibu Mokhom is not a Gibu Mokhom? Well, no, he is a Gibu Mokhom. Is there a place for a Gibu Mokhom? No, there is a place for a Gibu Mokhom. You know where? A Mokhom. With one condition, that the Mokhom is kosher. Just like everything else has to be kosher, Mokhom has to have rules too. Right? So if it's a kosher Mokhom, then finally the proper Mahalach that a person has to approach a Mokhom is a Gibu Mokhom. One question. But that's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not coming to tell us. And we're not talking about the subject of all the Gibayim in the world, but we're talking about Eitzer Hu. What's our problem? We don't know what that subject is. What is Eitzer Hu? So we're going to try to follow the pattern of what we learned until now, if we can remember a little bit. So we have to understand that there are two definitions for everything in the world. There are two forms. And both are true. But each one only in their terms. And when you get up to the higher form, in terms of the higher form, then the lower form, that's nothing. Vada, right. In terms of the lower terms, of course. It's a Gibur, Gibur Mokhor. But we're looking for what we learned last time, that I think we explained it at length, and we will go into it. That there are Olam Hazeh terms in terms of Olam Hazeh Neto. You have how the world looks as Olam Hazeh being a unit on its own. So then an Osher is an Osher, and a Gibur is a Gibur. And to whatever degree that we are functioning in the world according to those rules, and many times we're instructed to. There are times that when a person is going to a Mechoma, and if it's not a Tzman of Nisim Gluyim, like Moshe Ben Bar Yeshua, even Bar Yeshua there was to a certain degree, it was a middle level, but the whole event, there's a requirement that you should go B'dachei HaMachom. Sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on the Anhoga. But the whole event, as long as we're going B'Anhoga Seshah, a Teva, a person's Anhoga Zoylam HaZeh B'Tzad Atzmai, So if you're dealing with Muhammad, of course, if you're dealing with Osher, money. It doesn't work any other way. And Osher's got to have money. The Chazin has to have a voice, and Osher's got to have money. It's just that it's not an Osher who doesn't have money. But, as we learned then, there are different, there's a whole Olam Hazeh. Inclusive of these three basic koichos is what the world runs around. It likes the world, makes the world run. These are the koichos that people run on. Right? These are the koichos that all greatness is based on. All accomplishment is based on. Yeah. So there are the low level ones, the simple level ones, where it has the regular definitions, and that's recognized, but it's given its due place. That's why the Mazeh Neto. However, the Gilui of Torah, the Koyach of Torah, is the Matana of Torah, that we're waiting for, the Yimei Sfira is, we're building up to, we're preparing ourselves for, is to receive the keys to Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Is to receive how that Olam Hazeh, is this child? That's what we said last time. The Olam Hazeh through Torah was given them the capabilities of taking on a whole new dimension. Really, it's real dimension. That Olam Hazeh is a praise of the Olam Haba. That all the koiches and requirements, all the mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh, is a functionary of constructing of and creating Olam Haba. And in these terms, in Torah terms, so the whole world goes through a redefinition. The whole world changed definitions. Right. In the terms of creating Olam Haba, so then Gibor takes on a new definition. Gibor takes on a new definition. Brute strength is no longer the primary definition of Gibor. Therefore, in order to clarify this issue to us, to emphasize it, the pasuk that the Mishnah brought to bring out the example of a kodesh as Yitzchoy was one that goes to Mahalchei Rachel. We need some introduction to it. I'm not sure where we start. I'm not sure where we're going to end yet. A Kodesh is Yitzhak. What's the sukkah? What's the primary form, the primary essence of the subject called Kodesh is Yitzhak? The way we learned when we were in nursery school, third grade, the way we understood the question of the struggle between the forces of good and evil, within ourselves and without, is that it's a tug of war struggle, it's, you know, what do they call it? Hand wrestle. And there's Mr. Yitzhak. And he's a powerful force. And he's coming to push you in a certain direction. He's going to push you down the wrong, to push you off the cliff. And then you have to be a gibor. You have to have koichos of strength. And you're going to overcome the pressure to go in his direction. And you're going to overpower his forces, and with strength and force, you're going to enforce yourself to go down the path to the Bunchal ones. And we have this hand wrestle going on, and like, you know, There's a major fallacy, a major difficulty with this concept, and it's my impression that this is one of the reasons why there are so many people that have such a great difficulty with dealing with Kishas Ayetzah, dealing with Mechomis Ayetzah. There's an assumption that the best man wins. There's an assumption that it's a battle. It's a battle of his force against my forces. He's got a certain power, and I have to be able to produce against him not only equivalent power, but higher power to overcome. There's no question that there is such a concept. There's no question that there are times that every human being must go in the simple Kavishas Yitzhak, simple force of personality to enforce upon himself that the Yitzhak is trying to do, to go against the other. However, not all men were created equal. And not all people have the same strength. Not all people have a very decisive forces in them. Every person has the koichos of standing up to his particular Yetzer. Well, everybody had some time. But the Yetzer and the Mechomis Yetzer is an ongoing battle that goes on in all times. It's when you're up and it's when you're down. As a matter of fact, especially likes to come when you're down. And when a person's down, he's not terribly strong. So the chayra, something a little unfair. I have to fight the Yetzer. He comes, fresh, well armored, and gets me when I'm down. And you expect me to beat him up? The voice of Yush that has many different forms and flavors that unfortunately is so often heard. You're right. I shouldn't be doing this. You recognize? You heard that? You heard that? You recognize that? Someone?
Best seller.
Very, very common.
Billions.
I shouldn't be doing this. But, and between the I shouldn't be doing it and but, it's big and big. Anything goes. Hey, what's up? No rules. You find people that are be'emes, elohidin, teriyidin, interested in doing what's right, try to do what's right, and they find themselves doing things that are totally against what they themselves believe. Not just on a one-time basis that happens something like that. But today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. Until, when they look themselves in the mirror, they try to avoid doing that.
Or when the FBI catches
them. There's basically a feeling of a crying hypocrisy. Which is true. Very, very, very big steer. And
throw it all out.
Yeah. Now what are you going to do? Yeah, you're right. I'm happy with you. Now what? Okay, you got me. Check back. 16 checkmated. Okay. 37 is no difference. Checkmate. That's a, you're right. Okay. You got it. So that's exactly what the Yetzirah wants. They'll do anything to get us to say that we, you got me. As soon as we say you got me, then they really got you. The theory I'm presenting here, I'm not sure if it's the whole truth, but it's certainly part of the truth, is that the head-on collision form of forceful overpowering of the desires of the Yetzer is a possible approach. It's a necessary approach in certain circumstances, but not necessarily at all the basis or the essence of how to succeed in the performance of the Yetzer. And one of his great achievements is convincing us that it's that or nothing. And since we don't always have it in us for that, so then we give up without a fight. We asked before, what is Kvishas HaYetzer? We got two examples. Yosef, classical form of Yetzer. And Kas, an overpowering of the Kas. Erech HaPai. Is it the same? Is it different? How is it the same? How is it different? So first... First... Alright, so it's a different form of Yetzer. That's okay, but that's alright. Yeah, that's okay. But, right. But Erech HaPayim relates to Kas, that's true. Right? The classical form of the poem is the struggle between kas and proper behavior in terms of what a person does when he's been hurt. Somebody did, even in reality or in my imagination, something that was wrong to me. He wronged me. Basically no difference right now for the discussion whether in fact that be the case or not. It's enough that I imagine that it appears to me, it seems to me, I've come to the conclusion that I've been wronged. I've been robbed, cheated, especially if I've been embarrassed. Money, COVID, something was taken from me improperly. Or same simpler form of the same thing, simply my will was not done. My will wasn't done. I intended that it be such and such. I may even have expressed my intentions that it should be such and such. To a child, student, neighbor, wife. And lo and behold, although I explained it, and I clearly told them what I expected. Which brings out a natural reaction. Natural reaction. The Olam Hazeh terms. Neto. That's a natural reaction. It's almost required, not healthy, if I don't react that way. If you hurt me, so then I have to continue to hurt me, usually worse than what you did to me. Something wrong about it. Something, you know, you spill it out that way, was it? Who gets hurt when I quiz? Am I getting more hurt by another person I'm getting angry at? So 99.999% of the time, right, the damage to me is clearly worse than what I'm doing to the person I'm angry at. at least from anybody standing on the side. And 100% of the time, that's the way it really is. But usually it's simple. You can see it. Anybody can see it. That he did me an havla, so I'm getting angry. And I end up doing more damage to myself. It can last for days. It can last for hours. It can destroy my das. We spoke about this once, right? And all this I must do because he did to me. But this is natural reaction, right? You ask any...
What happened to hurt?
What?
What happened to hurt?
Give
me an avla, I could feel hurt. Let's go to kas. That's different from hurt, which seems to me the more, if you're really in tune, the more push reaction. How do you go from hurt to kas? Give me an avla, hurt is a natural, healthy reaction.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. How do you get the kas?
No, you're 100% correct. You're very, very good. Right. Exactly true. This is what we're trying to clarify. We want to get there. Why does a person get from the truth that you're allowed to feel pain? And if something was done against you, you don't have to be an Evan Chandler type thing. You don't have to have a stone heart. The answer for not being cast is not don't feel what's being done to you. It's no such concept that a person is supposed to turn himself into a piece of stone. Okay. So you put beautiful words for it. But separate the hurt from the cast. Hurt, yes, but why cast? Where the cast? The answer is because the hurt is a engine. The hurt is a force, a productive force, a producing force. It's productive, but it's a producing force. It generates reaction. And without an intervention of a higher form of reaction, so then the steam can build up. And that steam is released in an explosion of gas. It's a simple, natural.
It isn't a reaction.
It's a reaction. Hurt in the nefesh ha'odom is a reactor. It creates steam, it creates pressure, it creates difficulty. What are you going to do with that difficulty? So without any other power involved, if you're going to stop there, so the natural resultant is that steam will come out your nose. In the normal classical, already Tanakh, moshel for an expression of gas. Okay. Chori af. We're not going there. There's no. What do you do afterwards? Whether you shout, you scream, you especially have, you throw pots, you throw. That's b'chol not the subject right now. We're talking about the etzem going from the herd to the gas. What do you do then? So there are two forms of behavior, and both of them have a role to play. The more classical way, which almost never works, is to say control yourself. Use brute force to overpower and encapsulate your steam. Don't let it explode. Hold it in. Don't allow it to get out. And then we're going to have, right, the classical Chavasayetza there, the steam is there, building up, and you in brute force are holding it in there, and not allowing it any expression whatsoever, and maybe you'll win, and probably you won't. As a matter of fact, after the struggle continues, the pressure builds up, and usually the explosion in the end may be a little bit longer time, it'll be a harder explosion when it comes out. It would have been better to let it come out in the first place.
It's just because you're not a good gibor, that's all. If you're a real gibor, then you would just hold it in, that's all. I understand.
That's straight to you.
We're talking practical over here. This is not theory, right? Anyway, you know, I give you 24 hours to test it, you know?
We need 24 hours.
I don't think it should be very difficult. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's what another method.
Another method.
Good method.
Good method. Oh.
Another way to nullify all of this.
A man is made in the same form, Tzelem Elokim. The koichos that are expressed by the bonus a man has within himself. And we have a specific mitzvah, Klal Yisrael has a specific mitzvah, Halacha B'Derecha, that teaches us that man is capable and required to find the way, to find within him those powers that are godly, that are exactly the way the Vayishan runs the world. And then you can find that you can overcome the Yetzer hands down. He doesn't stand the chance. Let's clarify, clear. There are two forms of Olam Hazeh. There are two forms of expression of everything. If you're fighting the Yetzer on her turf, it's Olam Hazeh against Olam Hazeh, maybe you'll win. Not very often. Not very often. You're stronger than us. You want to go head on? You want to say, I'll hold it in there by power? Okay. Well, let's see. Are there Yechidim exceptional people? Or each person has an exceptional time when he can do that, when he has to do that. And that's, yes. There is such a thing also. There are people like that, there are individuals like that, and every person has to be able to do that also. But that's not the basic problem. The Torah teaches us that just as in the Mechoma, Chomos mitzvah of Klai Yisrael against Umas. Tema ma'at shevachula Umas. We're always going to be outnumbered. 1,000 to 1. We always were and always will be. So if you want to fight the Goyim with tanks, forget it. They got more tanks than you have. And the Goyim to Klai Yisrael is always the same marshal of Chomos Yetzer. And the Yetzirah. On their terms, so Achar Tichya, that's not our bracha, that's Esav's. That's there. You want Gibor Mechoma Kipshuto as a life process? That's this. That's the other side. You want to beat them on their own game? Not you. On the most part, you have to know the score. They're stronger than you. And usually we do know that score, and therefore we're in the edge. And then the phone says, but that's because we're coming, goof, Odom, Olamazeh Adomo, against the Yetzirah. Ha'odom, as Olamazeh, is a glorified Behemoth. He's a member of the living kingdom. And the Yetzer Hara is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has coming with Koyachos Nafshiyim, Koyach Ruchniyim. There's no power that he overpowers us. It's no power that we find within ourselves that with all our personality, with all our whatever, we have extreme difficulty. We find it very, very difficult to really believe that we can get him every time.
person is very strong. Maybe you don't have Yitzhak, but I, you know, so each person thinks, well, I don't know about everybody else, you know, but that's because they don't know my Yitzhak, but anybody would see my Yitzhak, like, you know, forget it. Well, good, if I had, you know, Chofetz Chaim's Yitzhak, and his Yitzhak, it would be different, right? But I don't know what Chofetz Chaim do with my Yitzhak, right? And it was my Yitzhak, if I had his Yitzhak, so maybe that would also go, but my Yitzhak, little weakling. And his Yitzhak and my Yitzhak, this big, strong, Gila. I can avoid, that's true, that's one of the main things that we're supposed to do. Avoid conflict. It's one of the main ways of succeeding in Mahomes Yitzhak is you don't look for, you make Doran to make sure you don't come into his territory. Don't go where it's dangerous. Keep away. We're not looking for a showdown. Guard yourself. He doesn't get anywhere near you. Because we have to know that as long as we're going to be on his terms, bad situation. The only way that person could succeed, the Gemara Kedushin says, Naflami, is that without the Siyata Nishmaya, without imploring godly koyachos, you can't win the Yitzhak. The Poshut of Pshat is Poshut Siyata Nishmaya. Vadai, Nachon, Emes. But Oymek HaPshat, the koichos of the Rabbi Nishlam are implanted in the Nishmas Yisrael. Chelek Elokam Imal. The tzivui of Ahalachta B'drochov clarifies to us that we have within us godly koichos. And no Yetzirah can stand up against the Rabbi Nishlam. If we can bring out from within us those koichos which are from above, which relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom, no Yitzhak stands a chance. You want to take on you want to bring your animal against him? Forget it. He's a bigger animal than you are. You want to be ox against ox? He's a bigger ox. But he could be a big, huge malach. Doesn't stand a chance against the Rabbeinu Shalom. See that? Out. Bye. No, and the Yitzhak is not stupid. As soon as he sees who's coming to battle, he runs. If you bring him the koichos el yoinim, he takes off. He's not stupid. He knows the score. Erapayim is a classical form of Valacht B'drochov, of bringing out within a person Koiches El Yoni that relates to the Neshama L'Chelek HaKamimah. Hurt, steam's building up, the pressure's there, natural reaction, we have the generator going there and it's just a matter of when the sufficient build-up that the explosion is going to take place. And there's somebody pumping the flames there. It's the Yitzhak is doing his job. And little old me is standing there, oh, what am I going to do now? I'm about to blow up. What am I going to do? Holding. I gave up before I started. This is like a real hurt, and it got me where it hurts, and it's big, and it's Negel Hashem Shemayim, I can't. A person has a capability of changing the whole basis of the conflict. It's something that's a little bit difficult to explain, but if a person learns to do such a thing, it's the easiest way to deal with chaos. And you can win almost every time, as long as you're plugged in. because it's you win hands down. You win your hands down. He doesn't stay in his wings. A person has within him. First you have to go looking for it. You have to find that you actually do have within you these higher quality koichos. These tzelem elokim koichos. These valachta bedrochov koichos. You have erech hapayim in you. Bring it out. Don't fight with him. Don't deal with the steam engine. Don't talk to him before. Right. Bring out erech hapayim. How do you bring out erech hapayim? Let's see, Rav Benjamin brings out erech hapayim. We'll do it the same way. Person does an aveira. Do an aveira. Do an aveira. Where do you get koichot to live from? Who created you? Whose world is this? Do it. What's the gidin of banish? Taking the banish from chesed, he gives you life. He gives you the koichot with which you did the aveira. Thrown in his face. Going against his will. Midas Adin is Ayer, Shem Yachem, Shemayna. For real. It's a real task. The Banishman, Roy Chazde Vituvay, is Megale, Midas Erech Apayim, which says, right, 100%, not Peseda. Not Peseda. He's going to get it. Not going to let this one go by. Doesn't have to be right now. For my benefit, for my interests, I'm more interested to give him a chance to understand that he has his fallacies. And to know that the world is not perfect and there are things that go wrong and other people do things that are wrong. And if I'll give him a chance, he'll come around. So the Baruch Shem says to us, Erech HaPayim, give you a chance to be chayzer b'tshuva. Oh, it doesn't make sense. It's just a stam, a mahalach, without a reason for it. No, it's just an arech apoy. It's a mahalach amiti. Share, the nivra was nivra in order to bring out the tachas oila. And b'soifu shodov the skoli v'yidu lifnei b'yoy, that the Adam will come to his tachas. That he knows that he created the possibility of pechir and the possibility of chet. And there's a short route and there's a long route. And at first you don't succeed, try again. But both the Rabban Yishlam and the Adam Achayte Bipnim have one rotzon ritzinin lasis tzinecho, have one tachlis. And even though right now there's a stira between the Bari and the Nivra, but that's only on short term. But on the long term, if we give him a chance, there is the possibility that it's going to come around. If there won't be any choice, and that it will be a pure necessity for the benefit of the choyte to bring out punishment, nothing's going to happen if it waits till tomorrow. Now let's take it to ourselves. Child. Have expectations for behavior for the child, proper expectations. And then explain to the child what I expect from him, what my demands are. And he understood. And he didn't do it. I have to educate him. Mechanech, can't allow this to go by. And he didn't listen. The generator is generating the steam, and the without thought, without other forms of the idea, bringing out within himself the process of Erech HaPayim, he doesn't stand much chance. But if a person brings out a framework of thought, a framework of thinking in his head and in his mind, he puts himself in Erech HaPayim frame of thinking, where'd the steam go? It's gone. Because you don't hate your kid, you love the kid. And he didn't become your enemy because he didn't do what you did, what you wanted. And he really isn't a bad kid. And you were once a kid also, you remember that, you know, I was said and you really wanted to do it, but like you were in the middle of the game and you forgot. And true, you know it was wrong and maybe next time you'll try better, but like, you know, okay. So what do you have to kill him for? What's it going to do? You have to educate him. 100%. You can't let things go starting to get it. 100%. The steam is gone. It disappeared. It simply disappeared. Gibor, in its higher definition, doesn't mean overpowered. The idea of Gibur is that who can bring out his will against forces that would want things to go in a different way. It doesn't have to be with a punch. You don't have to be in a hand wrestle. That's a weak form, a very weak form of conflict. One way of overcoming an enemy is having it out. And then, in most wars, both sides end up with casualties. It's just one did a little better than the other. Big Gibor. And tomorrow, maybe the balance will be a little bit different. That's a very weak form of struggle. Because it's a type of a conflict where it's just a question of a little bit more, a little bit less. That's a very weak overpowering, even when you do overpower. In terms of real Gibor, that's not a Gibor. There's another way that you can be a Gibor. You know how you can overpower that force that's going? You can disintegrate. So walk right over. Okay. When you're there, he leaves. That's a Gibor. Ezu Gibor, Kodeshes Yitzroy. The cast comes. It's inside. It's blowing up. You can't handle it. You activate that power, which totally erases a person on a higher lane, where the Yitzhar moves away. It doesn't stand a chance. There are no casualties. Bitzuras Nuchomo Mamish Klaiso Lezoicha, that we had this form of Nuchomo also. The nace that in a Nuchomas Mitzvah Klaiso goes with no casualties is the indication that we were not going in a my sword against your sword war. Because in that war, there's got to be casualties on both sides. We were going with Atara, like David HaMelech told Goliath, you're coming, Koyach Basav Adom, and I'm Koyach V'Shem Elokei Yisrael. There are no casualties in that. There's no middle grounds either. And that's why even one casualty is a total tragedy. Because if what for...
Can the approach to the chinuch to the child be the same? Even though the response to the is from Erech HaPayim rather than from real chas. In other words, what now? It's Erech HaPayim. You still at that moment.
You can still pass him if you have.
Exactly. In other words, the kid's still pouring milk all over your pants or whatever, right? Only you don't want him to pour milk on your pants. Alst Erech HaPayim rather alst than the chas. But that doesn't mean you have to sit there and say, okay, Avraham on the side, you just keep pouring. Right. The difference between the attitude and what's...
We were just wanting to insight. We weren't going into all the different forms of it. There are many forms of these
right.
things. Right? But the basic idea, this is true in all forms of Kishas and Yetzin. Perosi Yetzahor, Perosi Toyer Tavla. In Pogel Bechor, Menuvel Zu, Mashcheu Leveis Medrash. Yosef, Rod, Muis, Nukyo, Shayakov, Ayin. The way to overcome the Yetzirah is to upgrade yourself to a higher world. Enter the base medrash. See the Yosef Yaakov Avin. He leaves. The Yetzirah was there. He was big, strong. He was about to get you. You see Yaakov Avin, you look around, he's gone. He's just not there anymore.
That's a mental process. That's an emotional process.
It can work on all different levels. The first level, the way that you can actively be in charge of the process is through simply thinking the right thoughts. Thinking the right thoughts. Down to the simple practical level, it says when it comes a person here or there, and you should think a thought of Torah. And it's so ad kidei kach that the matter even be mokum she'einu noki, because that's the mahalchei and mokum see. In mokum there are different rules. What?
When somebody does, when time and moment, you have to be prepared.
Vali, that is the difficulty. But there's very, very often that we are aware that we're about to fall into, we're going to the war of Mechomas Hakas. We know that we don't want to fall down this pitfall. But we just feel helpless. Right? So we try to contain it, it doesn't work. I didn't say you can be crazy inside of a panic. I said, but what do you do? What's the approach? Don't try to face the Yetzirah on the hand, on his turf. Face on competition. You're going to tell me to get angry. I'm going to no control myself and not get angry. Then I'm going to get even more angry. I shouldn't be getting angry, and I'm getting angry because then I'm going to be angry again with myself also. Not only
anything.
Rising yourself above that. Right. Yeah, you have to.
We learned the Mishnah that said be slow to anger. Remember, the Chiddush was that it's in your control. Doesn't mean it'll happen immediately, but you have control.
Almost, we're talking about good people, almost every person when he has these things. There are these instantaneous blow-ups, and that's a special problem. Right? But very often there is a time when a person is trying to control himself. Right? But what do? Right? Don't use force against the cast. Right, wash it away with rachamim. Right, clean it. Yeah.
What?
That's one way. There are a lot of ways. How do you do it? You know, all the mahalchei rachamim. One of the things that is difficult to do, but if a person gets into this practice, right, you'll save 80-90% of all the tzoros in life. Right. If somebody does you an avla, before you react, think of two reasons why you can understand. Even if he's not right, but you can understand where he's coming from. Put yourself in his shoes. Understand him. Right? He can still be a yoch. I'm not telling you that you should take him for a friend anymore. Right? But you're not going to be angry at him. You know where he's coming from. You're not out for war with him anymore. Right? If you're a little stronger, better at it, right? Then you can go even right to try to learn schools. It gets to a point, the person has a capability, right, where he doesn't have to lose the simcha, the good-naturedness of his heart because somebody did me something wrong. There is really no reason why if you do me something wrong, I have to feel ugly inside. Right? You did something wrong. It hurts. I'll deal with that. But there's no reason why I have to get all that. There's no reason for it. It doesn't do me any good. It does me a lot of damage. And it's really uncomfortable. You can't do this on the lower level. It's not possible. It doesn't exist. It only exists in the higher form. It only exists when a person brings out those koichos, which are chelik al kamimal. The chiddush is that we can do it.
This is a natural process that the Yetzer Hara runs away. I mean,
yeah.
Is there
an
explanation to this?
Like, yeah. Why because it runs away from the Rosh.
You're thinking like God would think in relationship to
how can you stand with the Rosh? How can Shepard stand with the
Rosh? Okay, it's something I don't understand. Okay, no, it
works very simple. It's pashut. There's a natural tendency to feel that if I was wronged, I must have anger in my heart. If a person can raise himself up to machshavos of rachum ve'erech apayim, he can come to a point that he doesn't feel anything. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't even hurt. That's the fish. To the point where he starts saying, there's something wrong with me. I'm not talking about going on dimyu trips. But you have to be careful. It's a little bit dangerous process. We didn't learn everything that can be said on the subject. But that's the Mishnah we're going to do. Ezo Gibor, a Kodesh is Yitzray, much higher of Gibor and the basic way to succeed in the Mechomas HaYetzer is not to struggle with him by force, but to overpower him by enhancing your koichos, you're bringing out your godly koichos, bringing out those koichos that he doesn't stand a chance against. When a person can bring out within himself Torah, then the Yitzhak goes away. It stops. It doesn't bother. A person can have his head in the Beis Medrash, and you can be in the Beis Medrash in the Chol V'Yafa. Okay. Then there's no problem. There's no problem, but it's a problem you can deal with. Okay. It's a deal you can succeed. Okay. And without it, you can't succeed. Because he's strong enough. You want to beat him up? I'm not saying that it never exists. Sometimes it exists. There are times when there's no brute strength. You have to use such overpowering, bring out the last ounce of your strength and overpowering by brute force. That's the exception, it's not the rule. Yeah. It's an exceptional type of person who can do that as a rule. And it's an exceptional rule that the person could do that. Right? But the basic form of behavior, which is the real strength that we have, is that we have capability of bringing out the chelek of the kamim out. He doesn't stand a chance.
So it doesn't have to be dafka erech apayim. It could be one of the other 13, let's say some other meat of Hashem, if it would be applicable to the situation,
right,
would also work.
Right. But here's a classical example of showing of how you're misgaber, right, by upgrading the thing where he doesn't. That's what I'm showing. Kovish, David Melch was Kovish as Goliath. By upgrading the thing, not against your stones against his knife, but he said it's your knife against Shem Elokei Yisro. Right? So before that, I didn't stand a chance. After that, you don't stand a chance. And that's the way it is. We only have stones, but we have the capability of going either with stones, or we can bring out Shem Elokei Yisrael. When we bring out Shem Elokei Yisrael, we throw stones afterwards. Okay. Then you can throw a stone. Technically, you throw a stone. Yeah, doesn't make a difference. Right. You can throw a stone. Doesn't make it. Throw a stone in an airplane, it will fall down. Right. It doesn't make any difference.
No matter whose team we're on, ours or his.
And then, what kind of is he?
This is the most historic father speaking of.